Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Ken Love at Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the big thing that's today, and that's the electoral vote, state by state, of course, including Washington, D.C., and New York's got some big names coming to Albany.
Yeah, we may not have the heat that other states are generating because New York went for Hillary Clinton, so that's not in question now. But Bill Clinton is expected at the state capitol to cast his vote for his wife. Andrew Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York City. So they go in at noon, and it's supposed to be about a three-hour event. As I said, there may be some protesters outside, but certainly not the heat you're going to see in states where there's pressure on electors to go from Trump to someone else.
Meantime, there's pressure on state lawmakers and whether or not they're going to have a special session before the holiday.
Yeah, the pressure is more on the time clock. They really want to come back and pass a legislative pay raise. It would be the first one since 1999. They currently make $79,500 a year, which is the third highest of all state legislatures, but they want to bring that up. The governor is looking for things in exchange, or at least concurrently, and so other issues. They have not struck a deal. As of now, there's no schedule to come back. They have until the end of the year, because if they don't, lawmakers have to wait by law another 2 years before they can get a raise. So they're hoping to get back either later this week or potentially even next week between Christmas and New Year's, although they'd rather avoid that.
Now, what's going on here in your column today, Albany Insider, on celebrity chef and Andrew Cuomo?
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo raised a few eyebrows. He is someone who's run around and he's talked about how they've done things for working class New Yorkers. They raised the minimum wage this year. They have a paid state family leave program. But now he raised some eyebrows because at a fundraiser he's doing Wednesday, the governor, for his campaign, it's a intimate dinner it's being billed as. He has Mario Batali, the celebrity chef. But Batali, as some people noted, in 2012, agreed to pay $5.25 million to settle a lawsuit that he cheated about 1,100 workers out of tips at his restaurant.
Meanwhile, you have Senator Jeff Klein saying the Democrats no longer show, quote, they care about working New Yorkers.
Yeah, if there was any question that he's likely going to, his conference, the Independent Democratic Conference, is going to stay with the Republicans for the next 2 years, this was it. He basically said that the Democrats are focused on the wrong things, that the Trump results, and even in New York, the results for the state Senate Democrats show that they're not reaching out enough to the middle class and working class workers, and that they need to do a better job focusing on issues that matter to them and not to appease what he called fringe groups, which a lot of people took to mean the progressive side of things like the Working Families Party.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, and we really appreciate it. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.